Well, David, let's talk a little bit about this vision that you had in March of last year. Again, same kind of feeling?
Yes, exactly. The same thing. You know, again, recalling it, you know, it's like it's recalling a memory, not like recalling a dream or remembering a dream.
All right. Now, tell us a little bit about how this came to you and what you envisioned.
Well, it came to me. I just went to sleep and, you know, just during the night, the vision came. And what I saw is I'm from the perspective of space, I'm looking at the Earth. And over to the right is the moon. And there is a large, dark, planetary-type object coming from underneath the Earth towards the South Pole. And as that catches my vision, my focus starts to go in towards the Earth. And I can see the continent, the North American continent, and on the western part of the North American continent, there's a tremendous explosion of, you know, gray and black dirt and ash and stuff going up into the atmosphere, and then I can see orange and red down through the black, and then I see a ripple, you know, like when you drop a pebble in water, how you get that ripple, and I see
yes.
a ripple go around the Earth, and that's when it ends.
How many times, you said 10 times in 1979 with the plane crash, how many times for this one did it
10.
Keep coming back? 10 times as well?
Yes, 10 times as well.
Right. Now, unlike 1979, where you didn't know where and you didn't know when, tell me about that with this.
Well, I didn't know. Well, I certainly knew where it was happening
yeah.
because I could see where it was happening. The when, I didn't know. And as, you know, Wayne can tell you, you know, I live a private life for a reason. And, you know, and that's why I haven't given any interviews, you know, since 1985 with that one exception.
Understand.
To the BBC, which they agreed, by the way, and not to broadcast in the United States. And what I had done is I just, you know, spent, you know, months, you know, just looking for myself that, you know, if I know about this, then there are other people that know about this. And so I went and scoured and found that there, you know, this is not a big secret. I mean, it's not exactly being broadcast in terms of, you know, hey, this is going to happen. But, you know, there's a lot of information out there that all points to, you know, this happening. You know, not only, you know, stuff that we can look at now, but also from, you know, our past and our ancient history.
All right, let's rule out something here now, David, because I want to make absolutely sure that everybody is clear to this vision that you've seen 10 times now. Let's make sure that what you saw could not have been misinterpreted as some kind of nuclear explosion from something that might have been launched or originated from this planet. Can we do that?
No, we can't. I mean, I can only tell you what I saw from my perspective. You know, if they did, it was something invisible or I couldn't see, but I don't know about that.
Well, here's an example, though. You saw something coming in from space, right?
I saw a large planetary object approaching Earth going towards the South Pole, like coming up underneath.
All right. Could that have been misinterpreted as a nuclear missile, or was clear?
No.
Okay.
No, I understand your question.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I want to rule out.
Right. No, no way. No, it was a large planetary object.
All right. Now,
dark, too, by the way.
All right. When you say large planetary object, are we talking about planet size, or are we talking about an asteroid, perhaps, that might
be
2 miles long?
Right. If you look at the Earth and you look at where the moon was, you know, from my perspective, you know, it could go right in between the Earth and the moon. It was that large.
Okay. A number of people, as you have just mentioned, have been predicting the arrival of what we all call Planet X. I have had some very good astronomers on the program, and they have said this. One, there could be another planet. There could be one out there in the solar system, but it's not coming by now. There were some that predicted that a Planet X would come by and have all kinds of catastrophic events occurring to here, those of us on planet Earth, in May of last year. That did not happen. But the astronomers say we can't see anything. If we could, we would tell you about. So my question again to you then is, I want to try to pinpoint a little bit more of a possible date from you, because the only dates we have to date are those that have made predictions that haven't come true yet. So what do you think about the date?
The date I can only put in a time frame, and remember too that at least from all the research that I've done, and that shows that this is not one thing that is going to happen. You know, what I saw is more than likely just part of a series of events that are going to be happening. A time period is, you know, is really easy. You know, when you look, if you believe what, you know, our ancestors, our ancient ancestors said, that it begins this June the 8th with the transit of Venus. And that is an eight-year transit. It happens once every about every 105 years. This is the first time in our lifetime. And that transit ends, coincidentally, on the day that the Mayan calendar actually ends in 2012. And I know that you've had Jim McCanny on.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he'll be on for an hour this week because he sees some more comet activity coming.
Yeah, I get a bunch of emails about Jim, and you know, I mean, I know Jim, and Jim is just a sweetheart.
Yes.
And you know, for people that don't listen to him, and what they don't realize, you know, you can't find very many scientists in the United States that'll really come out and speak on Jim McCanny's behalf. You go over to the Soviet Union, you go over to France. You know, this man is a revered figure, a revered figure.
Well, let me tell you what bothers me about, in a horrific way, the fact that you've made these visions, you've seen these visions, but you were so darn right about the first one you saw back in 1979. Part of me wishes, David, that you would have been wrong, but the fact that you were right not only gives you credibility, but it also gives credence to this new vision that you've had, and that's kind of scary.